Welcome to Broncos TV. I'm Andrew Mason here on a windy day in front of the team's Dove Valley headquarters, where the Broncos have been focused on getting ready for the Kansas City Chiefs, a club that looks quite different than it has in recent years. Out for Sunday is Trent Green, but under new head coach Herm Edwards, the Kansas City landscape is changing, with a new starting fullback and two new tackles.
They wouldn't be starting if they didn't know how to play, so you can't look at it as if they got two new guys that don't understand the game and don't know how to play, because if they didn't, they wouldn't be playing.
The system still stands, so you guys just practice against what they do as a team, as a whole. Not with each player out, somebody's going to step in and do that job, so all you can do is just focus on what they do as a team.
And of course, they're blocking for Pro Bowler Larry Johnson. And even though he's only in his first full season as a starter, he's symbolic of their continued commitment to the ground game.
He is a back that's capable of taking it the distance, so he gives you pretty much the whole package, because he can receive out the backfield too, so you have to take all of that into account, when playing against him.
He runs hard and he doesn't believe that he's going to get tackled, and I think that's one of the things about him that separates him from a lot of backs.
He's an impressive competitor, he blocks, he does it all, so I'm really impressed with him. He's really good. He hurt us big time.
Johnson has started twice against the Broncos, logging at least 140 rushing yards each time.
He's got like an innate sense where the cracks are, and he's got tremendous acceleration when he sees it with a big body. So he runs through tackles. More than anybody I've seen, he runs through tackles. And he's really talented guy.
We know we got our hands full with him. We stop him, and then we going in the right direction.
But the Broncos know they have to focus on themselves after a frustrating and mistake-filled Week 1 loss.
We know that's not our standard of play, and now it needs to improve. We aren't going to win football games playing like that. But we feel like, by how we prepare out here and getting better each day, we can be a formidable team, and that starts this Sunday.
We just want to go out and play our game and focus on our job. Not worry about too much what Kansas City does, but focus on what we can do, and they'll try to do the best job we possibly can.
And after last week, there's plenty there to keep the Broncos busy, particularly on offense, which endured 5 turnovers last week.
We can't turn the ball over that many times. And not only do we put ourselves in a bad situation without not getting points, we put our defense in horrible situations several times, and we can't do that. And so I think our focus really needs to be internal. And, the game is going to be what it's going to be. It's going to be a dogfight. It always is. And we got to find a way to win.
And what it turns out to be, we'll chronicle for you right here on DenverBroncos.com. See you after the game. Until then, take care, and thanks for watching.